Wonderful. Right, now who was paying attention to that video? Who can tell me what three things that you had to do to cross a road safely? Brilliant. You had to stop. Let's try it. Stop. You had to look. And you had to listen. Didn't you? Should we do that once more? You have to stop. Okay. So we have to stop, we have to look, and we have to listen. And if you do that, that's the right way to cross a road. Well, this morning, we're going to stop, we're going to look, and we're going to listen to the Bible. Not to find out what's the right way to cross a road, but to find out a little bit more why it is that sometimes here at church, we have a little piece of bread together and a little sip of wine. And that's what we're going to find out more about today. Now, who knows, what do we call it when we have a bit of bread and a bit of wine together? Holy Communion. Fantastic. And later on in our service, we're going to have Holy Communion together as a church family. But before we do that, we need to make sure we know why we're doing it. Now, when you cross a road, how many directions do you have to look in? Oscar. Sometimes four, sometimes three, sometimes two. Which directions do you have to look in? You have to look to the left, you have to look to the right, and then sometimes to the left again, don't you? You look in two different... Okay. You can tell me about that later, all right? So when we cross a road, we look in two different directions. And as we think about Holy Communion this morning, we're going to look in four different directions. Four different directions which will help us have communion in the right way. And the first direction that we're going to look in is we're going to look backwards. So can you all look over your shoulder? Try and look backwards. It's quite hard, isn't it, to look back? But we're going to look backwards because there's something that we need to remember. Now, lots and lots of people today are remembering something. Who knows what it is that people are remembering today? Yeah? Soldiers who died, that's right. And there's lots and lots of people thinking about that today. What do they wear to help them remember? They wear poppies. I've got a really big poppy here. They wear poppies to help them remember, don't they? And every time we see a poppy, we see somebody wearing a poppy, it helps us immediately think of people who were injured or people who died in wars. It helps us remember. Now, why is it such a good thing? Why is it good to remember things? Yeah, because if you look across the road, it keeps you safe. But why is it good to remember? Anybody? You might be knocked over if you didn't remember to look. That's absolutely right. Because otherwise, we might forget, mightn't we? And that's why sometimes we tie bits of string around our fingers, or sometimes we put knots in our handkerchiefs, or maybe your mums and dads have diaries and calendars where they write things down. And I think if you're a teenager, you just write things up your arm. But we write things down, or we do things to help us remember, because it's very important to remember things. And in the reading that Will read us earlier, the Apostle Paul was reminding the people of what Jesus said. And Jesus, when he shared bread and wine with his disciples, he said, whenever you do this, I want you to remember me. I want you to do it in remembrance of me. So Jesus was saying every time they had bread and wine together, they should think about Jesus. But what was it that they were supposed to remember? Well, who can tell me what this is? Yes. It's a signpost. What does it say on it? Who can read what it says?
London.
It says London, doesn't it? Fantastic. Now, we're all looking at this signpost. Does that mean to say that we're in London? Are we in London now?
No.
No. Absolutely not. We have to get in a car or on a bus or a train. We have to go to London, don't we? We're not there just because we're looking at the signpost. And in the same way, the bread and the wine are a little bit like that signpost. They're pointing us to something. They're pointing us backwards to something that's really important. The bread and the wine, they're not important, not really. It's what they're pointing us to. And of course, they're pointing us back to the cross. They're pointing us back to the cross where Jesus died. Because Jesus said to his disciples, whenever you share bread and wine, do it and think of me. And that's because when we eat the little bit of bread, we can remember Jesus' body that was broken on the cross. And when we have the little sip of wine, we can think about Jesus who was bleeding when he died on the cross. So every time we share communion, when we have the bread and wine, we can look backwards. We can think about the cross and where Jesus died. Well, the next place we have to look is we have to look in. Can you look in? Try and look in to yourselves. Okay, because we have to find out why is it that Jesus had to die? And the way we can find out about that is to look in at our hearts and see what our hearts are like. Now, when you looked in, could you see your heart? What about a mirror? Would a mirror help? Can you see your heart now? Can you see your heart? See your heart? No. Oh, we have to look inside. I've got something that might help. Who knows what this is? What's it called? It's an X-ray. Well, they look inside, don't they? So we should be able to see our hearts now. Can you? Yeah, can you see your heart on here? No. Even that doesn't help. We can see bones and lungs, but we can't see our heart. So even an X-ray which looks inside us doesn't help. But thankfully, Jesus told us exactly what our hearts are like. Jesus said that our hearts are all dirty. He said that all the nasty things that we do comes from our hearts, and it makes them dirty. It's like a great big splat on them. They're not clean anymore. Now, what sort of things do we do that might make our hearts dirty? Yeah? When we kick people and be not nice. Do you want to stand up and hold that one? What else do we do that's not very nice? Well, that's a bit like that one, isn't it? What else could we do? Talk behind people's backs. Do you want to stand up and hold that one? What else do we do that's not very nice?
No swearing.
No swearing. I haven't got one for that, but absolutely right. Yes? Take other people's clothes. Well, I haven't got clothes, but I've got money. Do you want to stand up? Sometimes we can be greedy and take things that belong to other people, can't we? Okay, anything else that we do that's not very nice? Well, the other one I've got is that sometimes we can get very angry, get very cross with people. And all of these things are not nice. And Jesus says they make our hearts dirty. Okay, thank you very much. Do you want to sit down? Thank you, Toby. Do you want to sit down? But the really good news is that Jesus says that it's possible for us to have clean hearts. Because when Jesus died on the cross, that meant that we could have clean hearts, that we could be forgiven, and we could be friends with God again. And that's why Jesus had to die, so that we can be friends with God. So when we come and we share bread and wine together, we can look backwards to the cross where Jesus died, and we can look in at ourselves to remember why it is that Jesus had to die. Well, the next place that we have to look is forwards. Okay, can you all look forwards? Look straight ahead. Now, what are you looking forward to? Is there anything that you're looking forward to at the moment? Your birthday. Birthdays are brilliant, aren't they? Lots of friends and lots of presents. Christmas. I'm looking forward to Christmas. In fact, I wrapped up my first present yesterday. I'm so excited. Did you know there's only 42 more sleeps until Christmas Day? No pressure. 42 more sleeps. So we're really looking forward to Christmas, aren't we? And Christmas is the time when we remember Jesus coming to earth as a baby. The first time that he came to earth and was born as a baby in the stable. But Jesus, before he died, made the most amazing promise. He said that one day he would come back. He would come back to earth. And this time, it wouldn't be as a baby in a stable, but it would be as king of the whole world. Now that, I think, is exciting. I think that's even more exciting than Christmas. And Jesus, Paul in our reading, reminded us that when people shared bread and wine together, they were supposed to say to each other, we remember that Jesus has died, but we also remember that he's going to come back again. And that's something that they encouraged each other. And we know that Jesus has promised that he will come back to earth. And Jesus has said that when he comes back to earth, it's going to be absolutely perfect. It's not going to be like the earth is now, because right now it's not great, is it? Because the people are dying in wars, and people are hungry, people are sad, people are ill. Yes, Oscar? At Christmas, it's Jesus' birthday, absolutely right. But right now, the world isn't perfect, but Jesus has promised that when he comes back, it will be perfect. And more than that, because Jesus is going to be king of the whole world and he's going to be there in a perfect place, that's what we call heaven. Because it's going to be amazing and perfect and Jesus is going to be in charge as king of the whole world. But how does that help us with the bread and wine? Well, it does, because the Bible says that when we have a tiny little bit of bread and wine, like this morning, it reminds us that the Bible says when we get to heaven, we're going to have an enormous party, the best party you've ever been to, even better than your birthday parties, even better than a street party for William and Kate's wedding or whatever. It's going to be the very best party ever. And so our little bit of bread and wine that we have this morning helps us look forward to the day when Jesus is going to come back to earth as king of the whole world, when it's going to be perfect, and when we have a great big party to celebrate. That, I think, is really exciting. Well, the last direction that we need to look in is we need to look out. We need to look out at our church family. Because when Jesus shared the bread and wine, in fact, that word share is really, really important. He didn't do it by himself. He shared it with his disciples, with his friends, the people who were really his family. And the early Christians in the Bible, they shared it together as their family. And it's something that we should do together as a family. We should look out at our church family. So I want you to all sit up really straight and look that way. Have a good long look at your church family, okay? Because this is them. Now, they're all very different, aren't they? Some are a bit older, and some are a bit younger. Some are boys, and some are girls. Some have long hair and short hair. Some have different coloured skin. Some are really tall, and some are very, very short. But we are all very, very different. But the Bible says that actually, we are all the same. We are all absolutely equal in God's sight. And that's because we are all united by what we believe. We are all naturally people with dirty hearts. But we all can trust in Jesus and his death on the cross to make us have clean hearts again. We can all look forward to the day when Jesus is going to come back as king of the world and we will live with him in that perfect place forever. And so as a church family, we can look out and encourage each other as we share bread and wine together, because it's really, really encouraging when we stand up and say, yes, this is what I believe. That encourages other people too. So as we have our little bit of bread and wine this morning, we need to look in the four directions. We need to look backwards to the cross to remember that's where Jesus died. We need to look in at ourselves and remember why Jesus had to die. We need to look forwards to heaven, to the time when Jesus is going to come back and we will live with him forever. And we need to look out at our church family and encourage each other and celebrate together what it is that Jesus has done. And how is all this possible? Well, it's because of the cross, isn't it? That's what's made it all possible. And that's why we can celebrate together. So I'm going to say a prayer. So if you want to close your eyes and we'll pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you died on the cross so that we can have clean hearts again. Thank you that we can now be your friends and look forward to being with you forever. Amen.